Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
It's time for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. You know, DraftKings Sportsbook is my favorite sportsbook, but it's also America's top-rated sportsbook. I love it, and I know you will too. Listen to this great offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in site credits. That's right. Pick any basketball team that's still in contention, bet $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure to use code KSN when you sign up, and you could turn $1 into $100 in free credits. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, wager paid out, and site credits. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with T. Frank Carr. T. Frank does those great scouting reports for you on the YouTube channel for the blogging. So if you have our app, there's a button that will take you right to the channel, and you can watch T. Frank's videos. I highly recommend you check out the videos after listening to our segment. And T. Frank, we're going to talk today about a very important recruit in the 2022 class. He's currently a commit, and that's offensive tackle Drew Shelton. He's from outside Philly, Downingtown, and he now attends IMG in Florida. How important is this recruit?
So I think this might be the most important recruit in the 2022 recruiting class. And I had to run that by a couple people before I said it, because there's some big names in the recruiting class. But this is more about strategic need more so than talent or perception or all of those things. And I'm setting the quarterbacks aside because we've talked about them so much, and everyone knows the value of that. That is a separate discussion entirely. You could have an entire different roster just talking about quarterbacks. Of all of the recruits in 2022, to me, Drew Shelton, because of the position at left tackle, not having any real depth behind Rashid Walker as far as a succession plan, Drew Shelton, to me, is the guy that they can't miss on. So you can miss on a couple of other guys. You can still get good players at those positions. This is the guy that they've got to get, because time's running out on getting your heir apparent to Rashid Walker.
Well, what's interesting here is Rashid Walker is in, what is this now, his fourth year in the program? And the other tackle, Caden Wallace, this is his third year in the program. Yep. Is this a case where the not-so-great recruiting the last couple years perhaps is catching up to the team, that they don't have anyone in the pipeline ready to take over?
Yes, and specifically last year, I think, is where the crack really became apparent in the foundation. So if you have Rashid Walker on your team, and he starts year one, and he shows promise, and from the very beginning, Rashid Walker has been an incredibly high ability player from the very beginning. Like, it was just amount of time and seasoning to get him to the point where he is going to be, I think, a breakout candidate in 21. So you've had that guy in that position most likely locked down. So maybe the year after, you don't have to worry as much about a left tackle when he comes in and plays reasonably well to start with. But when you need to start planning for that succession, and you've got a guy in your backyard like Nolan Rucci, with the when you've got the ties to the university, you've got all of those things going in your favor, and then, you know, a pandemic hits, he spends the next 6 months at home with his brother who's committed and playing for Wisconsin. That's a bad situation, but you also have to get that kid. And they didn't. And on top of that, just how it worked is he committed late, they were in very late, and then he committed to Wisconsin late in the process. And they had feelers out for other guys, but they just missed on those guys too. Another guy that was a four-star tackle went to LSU, Garrett Dellinger. And they were left, you know, without anybody. They were left without anybody. They were the one that it was musical chairs, and they were left without a chair. So now you're in a critical need position because of the situation that happened last year where you had a couple of bites of the apple and you missed. That's sometimes that happens.
Before we talk about the couple guys that they did get in the last couple of years, let's talk about Drew Shelton. You got a chance to actually watch the films, scout him. Give us the scouting report.
Yes, so I did a scouting report on him originally after, I believe it was his sophomore year. And obviously last year was disjointed and confusing for everybody. So there was film. So I've gotten to see progression over time. And one of the things I thought initially was this guy is ultra talented and has no idea how to play football. You know, he was on the football field. He didn't have a kick slide. You know, he couldn't pass protect with any sort of like technique. He was just out there bigger, faster, than stronger than everybody. And he was younger than everybody. So that sets your antenna off immediately. And then you want to know more and you want to know more and you want to know more. This past season saw major development in his technical abilities from the position. And, you know, he's continued to fill out. He's progressing exactly how you want a tackle to in high school. And really, I don't have a ton of questions about his projection to the next level. It's just then, if he's 6'5", 290 pounds, how soon is he ready to play college football? He's still a little bit raw, but as Phil Troutwine has said, the offensive line position is such a technically diverse and deep position where you have to know all kinds of different techniques for all kinds of different situations. To have a guy come in and start immediately is unreasonable. So I don't think most tackles should be expected to do that. But I don't think he specifically is on track to do that. I think there's still a lot of rough parts in his game to smooth out before he's ready to step on a college football field and take meaningful snaps on the blind side.
It's a case at offensive line. Very few guys are ready to step in that year one, no matter how talented they were as a high school player. One of the things that's going on with Drew Shelton, though, is the transfer to IMG in Florida, which is a huge sports school, football especially. There's all kinds of talent that gravitates there. How much will that help in his development?
Well, any good coaching you get helps. And the fact that he's doing it means he's committed to playing football and to doing the things the right way that are necessary. So I think that could be a gigantic accelerator in his development, especially if he's able to get in there and be able to start all those things, because he's walking into a different animal than Downingtown East, you know, as far as what you just said. The best recruits in the country transfer to IMG, and they play some of the best teams in the country. So being able to play and start there and get that coaching is huge. Like, anything you can do before you get to campus to be ready to play is a bonus. So, yeah, it could absolutely accelerate his development from a nutritional standpoint, from a lifting standpoint, from a production standpoint. And it's a good thing as long as Penn State can keep him while he's down in Florida with all those Florida teams sniffing around, because I've been reading and I've been talking to people, and there are a couple of those Florida schools that have been, you know, hot on his heels since he made the announcement he's going to be transferring down to IMG Academy.
And that's always a risk with these recruits, especially those who are from out of the area. Although Drew Shelton, he did make a visit to State College, and apparently that went really well. His dealings with Phil Troutwine, he was filled with praise for Troutwine, which is a good sign. So here's a situation we're in then, if I'm hearing you correctly, T. Frank. Got Rashid Walker there at left tackle. Smart money is this is going to be his last season there in 21. He's going to go to the NFL. He'll be playing on Sundays in 22. If Drew Shelton hangs on to his commitment to Penn State, he arrives on campus in 22, but probably won't be ready to step right in as his replacement. So my question to you is, come 2022, who's that starting left tackle for Penn State?
I don't know. Yeah, that's
the problem. And you know what, T. Frank? That's why you're here, for that kind of expert analysis.
So this is what...
Hell, I know.
So there's a couple of different options, and I apologize because I'm looking for the name. I don't think I'm going to be able to find it in time, but they just offered a JUCO offensive lineman from Lackawanna, who, you know, I don't know anything about at the moment, but they have been in search of a guy to be that, you know, depth, talent, physical ability, all those things for the left tackle position. I don't think they'll get into that position where they need to move guys unnecessarily, but there is an outside chance that a guy like Landon Tengwall, who I think is going to be a high-quality guard, has to do the Ryan Bates thing and play tackle for a little bit. If that happens and he plays well, it's, you know, it's found money. But to me, his natural position and where he'll translate best in the long run is at that guard position. But Penn State fans need to remember, we are now in a new era of college football. So all of this 18 months from now is completely unpredictable. And Penn State has entered the transfer portal themselves. Like, they, instead of just sitting back, they have entered the transfer portal. It's not just the recruits. So it's a door that swings both ways. If Penn State needs a left tackle, I'm sure they can find, out of the 160-some-odd programs, a serviceable left tackle to come in and play for a year if they can, you know, establish connections and make sure he's a guy that fits the program and all those things. So there's always an answer if you're willing to go find it. And I think James Franklin has shown now, bringing in Derek Tangelo, Arnold Ebikidi, they're willing to go into the transfer portal to solve problems. So it's not a death sentence. It's just not the ideal situation. You'd rather bring in your own guys, develop them, have them see the field. You don't want to be doing this sort of patchwork thing as you go on.
In your video talking about this, T. Frank, you made mention there is a name that James Franklin brought up on his own in a press conference that might end up at tackle.
Yeah, and he's definitely going to see the field this year, I think, for Penn State. Bryce Effner had a very good spring quarter in James Franklin, because I asked James a question about the offensive line and the depth and the talent, and he answered the question, then stopped the press conference to go back and mention Bryce Effner unprompted. So he and when we saw him during the scrimmages, he played a number of positions, including tackle. So I think you're going to see that guy as the swing tackle, backup, kind of break glass in case of emergency if Rasheed Walker goes down. And, you know, he's a 2018 player, so he's been in the program for a while. He's not going to be the long-term solution, but if there is, that's another guy to. If he does take that extra year of eligibility for Penn State, I think, will keep that guy for that extra year of COVID eligibility if they're in a situation where they don't solve this problem otherwise. Because drawing that sort of high praise from James Franklin and then going out and looking good on the football field, he's going to be a part of the plan in the near future. It's just whether it's the middle distant future or not.
And again, remembering, as you alluded to, in this day of COVID where everyone gets a mulligan on last season, Bryce Effner, 3 years in the system, 3 years of eligibility left. That's going to have to be it for this edition of the show. Thank you all for tuning in, and make sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside. Pick any basketball team still in contention, bet $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.